Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. Sometimes spiritual storms toss us around like waves in a rough ocean, and we usually react to the storms by using the futile force of our own will to try to change our circumstances. But instead, shouldn't we dive deep into God's Word when we're in the midst of these storms? With more, here's our teacher, Deborah Ross.
Thank you for tuning in to Choose Life, and I'm so excited today to have with me Monica Guffey. She is such a longtime, very good friend of mine and my sister's as well. And Monica, you are the wife and mother of five children. You're a working mom, and you have a blended family. Tell me about your blended family.
Yes. When my husband and I met, he was previously married, and he had a daughter and a son. They were 4 and 2 at the time, and now they are 19 and 17.
Wow. Wow. So you and your husband have been married how long?
We've been married for 14 years.
14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I know, Monica, I know you. I know that you are type A, just like me. You're very successful. You have spent much of your marriage probably being more of the head of the household.
Yes.
But God is showing you how to probably not be the head of the household. And it's probably a very painful transition. I know that you're in the middle of a storm right now. And if you would just share with us a little bit about your story.
We all have storms. I mean, there are storms in different season of our lives. Everyone experiences them. God controls the season. And having said that, you know, for me, I've had my share of many in my marriage until the one that I'm in now, which is probably the biggest one that we've, you know, ever gone through. But I will say that God has affirmed and showed me over and over and over again that storms are on the surface. They don't go deep. So in order for us to survive a storm or to get through the storms and let them pass, we have the ability to, through Christ, go deeper in those storms. And He helps us along the way.
You know, Monica, one thing that I am just so blessed about knowing you, one thing that really blesses me so much is the fact that when I first met you, you knew about Jesus. You probably were a very religious person. You might have even told me that you were saved back then. I don't remember. But I know that through the process of our friendship, I've seen you come to Christ and really be born again. And then I've also seen you in the middle of these storms that you've gone through. I've seen how God has really cultivated His Word in you, and how it has grown and grown and grown and grown. And now, you know, I mean, when I first met you, you were either just religious or either a babe in Christ. And now I would consider you to be a very strong, mature Christian woman. And that's just proof of what God's Word does when we allow His Word to take us deep. When that storm came, you could have tuck-tailed and run and had every right to. But instead, praise God, you went deep. And God has been holding you through the storm.
And it really started, you're right. I was, you know, I was raised Catholic. I always believed in Jesus, always, but I never had a relationship with Him. I never followed Him and or understood what it really meant to be an obedient follower of Christ. And I think that throughout the course of our lives, God gives us many opportunities to make the choice to follow Him and to be obedient to His Word. But when you're as disobedient as I was and you want to do it your way, sometimes it takes a nudge and other times it takes, you know, a hard hit on the head for you to fall to the ground. And I have also seen, here's the beautiful thing, is that in those moments, I mean, it takes one cry out. If you believe in Christ, and if you're a believer, and you follow Him like His Word says in John, I think it's John 10:27, He knows His sheep. We all stray away. But with one cry out, He comes. And that's what the Bible says. His Word says, I know my sheep. They hear my voice, and no one will snatch them from me. So for me personally, it took a bad moment, you know. The enemy got into our family. Things fell apart. And I remember finding myself literally on the floor And it just took a cry out. And it was like the wounded little sheep that cried out, and he heard my cry. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we try to find help in all the traditional ways. Number one, talking to our girlfriends and try to get them to give us advice and what to do. Going to see therapists and counselors. And God knows I went to my share of them. until I understood where true wisdom came. And I have to be honest, it was very, I'm a very practical person. So when a strong Christian woman told me that true wisdom is only going to come from one place and to get into the Bible and to read the book of Proverbs, I remember I didn't even have a Bible in my house at the time. So I got one, but it was a King James version. So the first time I opened it up, it was, "Thou art hast." I didn't understand anything. And it was so frustrating until one night I got very just angry. And I slammed that Bible closed and I put it down. And there, out of nowhere, I picked up a piece of paper and started to make a list. Number one on that list was spend time in prayer with the Lord every day. Number two was read the Ten Commandments. Number three was go back to church. Number four was tithe. Number five was make a list of the things that you're grateful for in your life. Then it went on and on. There was probably seven items on that list. And I honestly didn't think about it until maybe the next day I picked up that piece of paper and I thought, read the Ten Commandments. What in the world? I didn't even know where they were. So I Googled them and I found them and I started to read. I opened up that King James Version Bible. And for the first time, it was, it's hard to describe what happened at the moment. My whole world, just a whole new filter, because I realized, you know, number one, I am the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods before me. In my mind, what began to come into my heart, my mind was all of the things that I pursue in my life. What are the things that I put first in my life? It had always been, you know, making money, climbing the corporate ladder, my appearance, my house, or, you know, material things. And I realized that the deeper root of that were the things that I idolized in my life. And God began to show me that, you know, number two. I mean, it just went on and on, one after the other. Two, thou shalt not use the name of the Lord your God in vain. My mouth, the things, the words that came out, not just his name specifically, but I didn't honor him in the way that I communicated. I didn't honor him in the way that I spoke to my husband, in the way that I spoke to my children. You know, thou shalt not murder. Well, I've never killed anybody, but it's like the voice in my ear said, but how many times have you killed your children's spirits when you were too busy working to do something that meant a lot to them? Go volunteer at the school to be involved with them. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, I never cheated on my husband. No, but how many things do you put before him? How many times have you rejected him? And that is when I understood there's something deep about this book. There was a voice that came alive when I opened it and when I really began to slowly read. And I can't describe what I know today is that it's not just a book that you read. When you open it, you open the door to the heart of God. And when you step in it, the encounter that you have with him is a very powerful and holy experience. And I'm so grateful that God allowed me to experience that with him one-on-one. It happened completely supernaturally. That's why I know that I cried out to him and he met me right there.
Amen. And, you know, and I knew you during this time. I remember when you told me that this happened and you wrote those things down. I remember when you told me that the Lord took you to the Ten Commandments. I remember you telling me about a jog you went on and how you thought you were going to run a couple of miles and you ran like 10 miles or something. So, and how God was working in your life at that time. And it's just so powerful. One thing that you said to me yesterday on the phone, and I just love this, and you were talking about how, you know, we just need to dumb it down. We need to dumb it down. And I was like, Monica, what do you mean by dumb it down? And explain to me what you mean by dumb it down. What does that mean?
For me, like even using some of the examples that I just shared about, you know, the word, we read it. It's easy to say, I'm the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods besides me. Well, I believe in Jesus. Mm-hmm. But if you take it a step further and begin to understand, how does that apply to me? What is his word literally saying? I am the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods besides me. Mm-hmm. Well, what is God? What is God? You know, mm-hmm. things that we worship, things mm-hmm. that we idolize, things mm-hmm. that, and then all of a sudden you just begin to understand, or sometimes it's a question, what do I idolize?
Yeah.
Where do I put my efforts, or to what kinds of things do I give my time to? Mm-hmm. What kinds of things matter or are important to me? What are the things I put first in mm-hmm. my life? Mm-hmm. You shall not use the name of the Lord your God in vain.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't cuss. Yeah. I don't say, you know, this or that, but what are the words that come out of my mouth? Am I yeah. lifting people up yeah. or am I tearing people down?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So I think it's just taking the word, I think, and spending enough time with it so that you begin to break down, how does the word practically apply to my life and what mm-hmm. lesson am I learning here? And mm-hmm. that's something that we don't, you know, mm-hmm. we don't make it a priority.
Right. Now, Monica, I know that you are in the middle of a storm right now. I mean, you are living out dumbing it down in your life. You're living out the Ten Commandments. You're living out the Word of God right now, which we all are. We're all on a journey. We're all living out the Ten Commandments. We're all living out the Word of God. But I know for you, especially right now, you're really in the midst of something. And there's people listening that are like you, like me. We're both type A personalities. And there's people listening that, women especially, that need to know, you know, do you have any words of wisdom and encouragement for them? I mean, what could somebody have said to you before you got in this storm that maybe could have gotten your attention to help you to understand how you need the Lord and how you have to lean on him? Because in the middle of the storm, you could go to the right or the left, you know, and praise God, you're going in God's direction. But it would have been very easy with your personality, with my personality, to go the wrong way. Because right. we can do it ourselves. We don't need God. So what would you say to these ladies listening?
Probably for me, one of the most powerful things that I've learned mm-hmm. or wish that I would have understood, mm-hmm. you know, back then, mm-hmm. is that, yes, his word says to everything that there is a time mm-hmm. and a season. But God controls the seasons mm-hmm. and he makes everything beautiful in its time. Mm-hmm. Not my time. Mm-hmm. Not when I want it. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent years trying to change circumstances mm-hmm. and to try to control the mm-hmm. outcome. But until we let go and understand that, you know, he bears the fruit, mm-hmm. as his word says, abide in me and you will bear much fruit. He bears the fruit. He's only asking us to do one thing, and that's to abide in him, mm-hmm. to grow.
Amen.
To grow in him. And he'll bear the fruit. So if we would quit trying mm-hmm. to do that, mm-hmm. he could do his part if we would just do ours.
Amen. Just let him live through us. Live through us. Thank you so much, Monica, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.